This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Friday morning, the number of packages containing explosives mailed to high-profile Democrats and other critics of President Trump in recent days remains at 10. Investigators say their investigation is continuing to focus on a mail facility in South Florida. Hundreds of U.S. troops are soon to head to the U.S.-Mexican border, according to Department of Homeland Security Chief Kirstjen Nielsen. She says those troops will guard against the entry of a slow-moving migrant caravan that's currently traveling north through Mexico.
We do not have any intention right now to shoot at people. They will be apprehended, however.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. The first nor'easter of the season will be hitting the northeast coast today. Energy and moisture from what had been Hurricane Willa to bring heavy rains and strong winds to that region. And this is USA Radio News.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Six people who have accused relatives of the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints of sexual abuse from their childhood now asking a federal judge to keep their lawsuit alive. In the new court filing, the plaintiffs argue the Utah legislature passed a law removing some limitations on civil lawsuits like theirs. Brenda Miles, the daughter of LDS Church President Russell Nelson, and her husband Richard Miles have denied the accusations, asking for their dismissal. The lawsuit alleges the couple abused their accusers through the 1980s. General Motors calling on the Trump administration to back a nationwide program to boost zero-emission cars. The government currently trying to stop California from requiring more clean vehicles in that state. GM says a nationwide program modeled on California's plan would mean 7 million electric vehicles on American roads by 2030. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on the mail bombs being sent to prominent Democrats this week. President Trump's criticizing the media's coverage of it, saying in a tweet early this morning he finds it funny how, in his words, lowly rated CNN and others are criticizing him at will and blaming him for the current spate of bombs. Yet he says when he criticizes them, meaning the media, quote, they go wild and scream. The nation's top law enforcement official was also discussing the mail bomb story during an appearance at an event that was focusing on another issue yesterday.
This department is responding to the suspicious packages that have been sent to several political leaders and a media outlet.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions speaking out as more packages surface. Sessions speaking in Washington, D.C. at the Opioid Addiction Conference.
We condemn the actions that led to these activities in the strongest possible terms and are determined to make sure that we get to the bottom of it and justice is done.
That report filed by USA Radio's Robin Walensky. Matthew Shepard's ashes will be interred today at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., 20 years after his brutal murder made him a household name in America. The college student was abducted and beaten to death in Wyoming, his killers saying they did it because Shepard was gay. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, coming at you every day. Thank you so much for joining us 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Bruce Kaufman joins us. Yes, our favorite historian is back, a syndicated columnist, popular speaker, and I'll tell you, it's always great to have Bruce here because you want to get out your notepaper, okay, and take notes because he's got the facts, Jack, as they say. Mr. Bruce, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well, Bill.
Hey, we've got lots to talk about, but before we get into one of your recent columns about the court's usurpation of the democratic process, speaking of which, let's talk about the democratic process of agitation here. Bruce, in history, I mean, have we had anything like this, or is this, you know, just something that we can look back and say, well, at certain points in time, this is what we've run into in our country?
We have had this before, Bill. In the run-up before the Civil War, the country was as divided as it had never been before, and in my opinion, never been since. And in Congress, I mean, the number of fights that congressmen got into, the number of brawls, the number of duels that they got into over the issue over the issue of slavery divided that Congress probably for, I guess, about 10 years in the run-up to the Civil War. After the Compromise of 1850, which kind of delayed the Civil War, was not going to prevent it because the Congress was absolutely at each other. Every member of Congress was at each other's throats over that issue. So I would say it's been worse.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now, and you wonder, you say, okay, well, what is the catalyst of all this? You know, many want to blame, certainly on the left, you know, they want to blame Donald Trump and his verbiage. But, boy, I'll tell you, there's acts of violence on the left that are just surmounting that, of course, the media is not about to publish. You know, I got a report this morning here that just went through a litany of attacks on Republicans. And, you know, they're out there trying to campaign, Republicans getting attacked, I mean, beat up, I mean, they're ending up in hospitals. They're, you know, sitting there leaking oil as they're trying to campaign because they've just been beat up. And, you got Maxine Waters saying, chase them, get in their face. Spartacus himself, talks about, getting in elected officials' face. And you got Eric Holder saying, hey, when they go low, we kick them. And, you know, which was a spinoff of what Michelle Obama said about when they go low, we go high. I guess now we just kick them, is the shortened version and the updated version of that whole deal. So this is really, gotten out of hand, and you think, oh gosh, you know, what are we going to end up with something? And then, of course, there was a reference about you know, the couple, what the music artist saying, you know, when was the last time you know, a president was killed by an actor? You know.
Yeah. Yep. But I think that this is going to hurt. I think this is going to help the Republicans in the midterm election. Republicans in the midterm election, Bill. I think that the fair-minded people in this country are looking at this craziness and going, "Are those the people I want representing me in the national government?" Mm-hmm. I might be wrong about that, but I do notice that polls are now showing that in the contested states, and at least on the House side, whereas there was like a 13-14% advantage on the Democratic side a month ago, it's now 1-2-3. Mm-hmm. So I think that this whole these attacks are hurting the Democrats' image, and I think that hopefully that this will reflect itself in the midterm elections.
Are the Democrats so unhinged, Bruce, that they can't see the damage that this does to their own party? I mean, because the thing is let's just say Democrats do take over. And even if they don't, regardless, I mean, we've got people here that got some serious mental problems. I mean, they're exercising themselves, and this is all, you know, the mainstream media is not reporting on it. It's almost like it's acceptable. So even after the election, we've got their mentality and their angst to deal with. I mean, this isn't like suddenly going to go away, you know, after the election.
No, it's not. No, it's not. It started when Trump was elected. It's certainly not going away after. It's not going away anytime soon. No.
But I wonder, though.
I mean, yeah. I think. Okay, so the Kavanaugh hearings are another example. Okay, so the media had they couldn't hide that. They were broadcasting the hearings. So they couldn't play down how the Democrats embarrassed themselves and embarrassed the country in the way they treated Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well,
I mean, Charlie Cook, who's, you know, the Cook political report, he's our kind of D.C. guru. Mm-hmm. He asked, and this is a quote, "Do those who led this out-of-control demonstration on Capitol Hill against the Kavanaugh nomination have any understanding of how much damage they did to Democrats and the party's chances of winning majority in the Senate?"
Hmm. Well,
I don't know if they do, but they absolutely. No. I do think the Kavanaugh hearings, just like the craziness you were talking about with Maxine Waters and Cory Booker and Kamala Harris, all those, I think that this is going to be a problem for them in terms of how the fair-minded average American is going to look at the midterm elections.
And again, I maintain, Bruce, the sad thing about all this is that we need Democrats in the fray here to be on deck to help us, you know, come up with solutions to solve the problems. I mean, they are so unhinged right now. They've lost their mind because they hate Donald Trump so much. It's like, whoa, you guys, go figure this out. Go call time out. Go out in the woods. Maybe you'll find Hillary out there. I don't know. But maybe you might find the other part of your mind that you lost so that you can come back and be a positive part of getting this country back on track, because it's to be so unhinged and to lose your mind in this to this degree, it's like I'm thinking, man, how much longer is this going to last here? We've got a lot of positive things happening in our country. Could you imagine? And not that this is, you know, I don't know if we've ever had, you know, an ongoing kumbaya moment with Democrats and bipartisanship that we could look back and say, hey, this is what this looks like. You know, we could certainly talk about 9/11, but that was so short-lived, you know, because then it was like, okay, go to your respective corners. And you could even talk after Steve Scalise and the Republicans got attacked on the softball field. But, you know, it just can't seem to sustain itself, and I don't know, Bruce. I just hope and pray that you know, some sober minds will take over here and stop the insanity, because the trajectory here is very dangerous. I mean, it's one thing to, you know, physically attack somebody, but you know, as somebody has said, a couple, I think Rand Paul says, somebody's gonna, I mean, and he got hurt, but I mean, right, somebody could get killed here.
And the problem, as you mentioned, is that if we don't have, we need Democrats, you're right, we need Democrats to meet us halfway, all right? You don't get any laws passed in Congress unless there's bipartisan support for the law. Congress's job is to pass laws creating public policy. In order to do that, you have to compromise. Both parties have to compromise. Both parties have to meet each other halfway. You're not going to get everything you want in legislation, but if you get enough of you want to support the legislation, then that legislation will pass.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Democrats are going to go as crazy as you are saying they are, continue to be that way, then we won't get any legislation passed. We won't get any public policy created. It'll just be the kind of stalemate that we've been seeing for the last several years, only worse.
Well, we need the part of the country that they represent to be represented in the legislation. And we need their ideas. This is all part of the compromise, as you say, Bruce. And this is, you know, we're missing out and everybody's paying a price for this. We've got more from Bruce Kaufman after this. Stay with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Stand in the light and be seen as we are.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
This is who I am inside. This is who I am. I'm not going to hide. Because the greatest risk we'll ever take is by far. To stand in the light and be seen as we are.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez Live.
I guess that's the question that stands before us today as Americans. Are we going to stand in the light and apprehend the higher calling that is before us? That's the opportunity. Award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker Bruce Kaufman continues with us. Bruce, one more quick thing here I want to touch on very briefly and get your read on, and that is 14,000 Central Americans heading to our border en masse. This thing is out of control, and there is also indications that there is another caravan right by. What is this, like a hurricane of caravans? It's like we're looking off the Atlantic, and we can just see the hurricanes lining up here?
Yeah, something like that, and they're going to do hurricane-like damage if they are allowed into the country. The one thing, I mean, I'm totally 100% behind President Trump on this, and actually polls show that around 75% of America is behind him as well. Mm-hmm. You do not have a country if your borders aren't protected. Mm-hmm. You can't let, I mean, even, okay, so this caravan is going to have It's going to have people who generally want a better life for themselves and their children. But you can't break the law. We have immigration laws. We have immigration procedures that allow people into this country, allow people to become citizens in this country. But you have to abide by the law. You cannot let people, and this is what these caravan things are going to happen. They're going to be able to walk in here willy-nilly and nothing's going to be done about it. No, that's not how it's going to work.
Right. Well, and of course, we've had other caravans before this come in, and even one of the migrants, they caught him on tape saying, "Look, at there's mostly good people there. There's a couple criminals, but." I mean, it's like, okay, let's just grade this on the curve, and of course, you know, when you hear Homeland Security and Condoleezza Rice in the past saying, we have to be perfect in monitoring our national security 100%. The bad guys, they only have to. You know, be lucky once.
Yeah.
And here we are, we're letting all these lucky opportunities coming through the gate like this, threatening our national security. And yet, whether it's Jorge Ramos, who's got dual citizenship, claiming there's no way, it's all just families, they're all harmless people, you know, coming to America. And Sarah Carter's there, Department of Homeland Security goes, no. I mean, they're on the ground and they're checking this out and they're going, wait a minute, we got trouble on the way here. A good percentage of the people there are young men, and then on top of that, they're carrying the flags of their home country, the home country that they say they hate and they want nothing to do with, but yet they're coming in as patriots of their home country, asking for entry into a caring and giving and philanthropic country like America, and, you know, they seem like they're coming in as a threat, not as, a welcomed guest.
They will be a threat. I mean, there will be criminals. There will be terrorists. There will be. There will be a threat. You cannot. I mean, the law is the law. If you start disregarding the law, you're going down a very slippery slope.
Yeah.
So I'm 100% behind President Trump on this one. We have to abide by the law. We have immigration laws, and those laws have to be followed.
Well, good. All right, let's talk about the court's usurpation of the democratic process. Break it down for our audience.
Okay, that's my column this week, and I point out that this week in 1994, the voters in Oregon approved the Death with Dignity Act. That was an act that allowed terminally ill patients to buy lethal drugs, presumably so that they could kill themselves. Justice Antonin Scalia, commenting on that bill, said, and I quote, "You think there's a right to suicide? Do it the way the people of Oregon did. pass a law. Don't come to the Supreme Court. Scalia's point is that assisted suicide, a state allowing assisted suicide, that's not an illegal issue. There's no mention of suicide in the Constitution. It is obviously a cultural, moral, societal issue, which means it is a political issue, which means it should be decided by the people, not the courts.
Right. Exactly.
That's part one of it. Part two is that that law, and again, the people in Oregon, whether you like their decision or not, and I didn't, but it is still, they went through the proper constitutional procedure to arrive at that decision. The people made that decision.
Right.
But the people, but that decision only is bound on the people of Oregon.
Yeah.
This is point number two, that the Federalist Principle in the Constitution says that the national government is responsible for national issues, issues that affect all 325 million Americans, such as national defense.
Mm-hmm.
The states are responsible for practically every other issue, but especially cultural, moral, societal issues. They are to decide them individually because, let's face it, the people in Oregon are very liberal, so they will pass that Death with Dignity Act. The people in Texas, the majority of them, are not liberal. They're conservatives. They will never pass that act.
Mm-hmm.
The point being that in each state, the people have different approaches to societal, cultural, moral issues, and that those differences must be respected. That is the whole point. So, yes, the people should decide the issue, but it should be state by state, each state deciding that issue on their own.
Yeah, and if you don't like what your state's doing, that's why U-Haul exists. Get it all packed up and you move to the border. And once again, Bruce, as we've discussed many times in this show, this is the beauty of our constitutional republic, is we've got 50 laboratories here, and they can experiment and do it. And this is what originalist textualism looks like, what Justice Scalia presented to us.
Yes, absolutely. So the people are, again, the Founding Fathers wanted the legislative branch to be first among equals. Why? Because the members of Congress, the members of the legislative branch, are most beholden to the people. The people own the sovereign power. Justices are not elected. They're appointed. Their decisions should have nothing to do with politics. Their decisions should be based on their interpretation of the language in the Constitution. There is no language in the Constitution dealing with suicide, and it is obviously a cultural issue. Again, as I end my column, Obergefell is a perfect example of this. Right? Before the Supreme Court decided that gay marriage was to be legal in all 50 states.
Mm-hmm. Did I lose you? Did I lose you here? Okay, let's see if we can reconnect with him here. Okay, he had the big windup in the pitch and getting ready to come through here. But again, relevant to what, Bruce's article is pointing out to, this is what, an originalist perspective of our law looks like, and why the Supreme Court, has to look at it in terms of how it affects everybody. It's a national perspective, not a local perspective. And this is the problem when the Supreme Court gets out of its lane that we run into. This is why Roe v. Wade is so problematic still. This is something that needs to be decided at the state level, not on a federal level. And, and you'd think that we'd learn, but, just as Hillary Clinton made it clear, it's not, it's problematic for them when they feel like, everything that they have fought for is the Democrats, everything that they've fought for, that, it's being lost in the process. So, they feel justified in their lack of civility. Bruce, go ahead. He had a big windup and a pitch here on Obergefell versus Hodges.
Right.
And,
we
got cut off.
It is a perfect example of this. So all 50 states should have decided that individually through the political process.
Right.
But what happened was that five judges on the Supreme Court decided that gay marriage is to be legal in all 50 states. Before Obergefell was decided, 26 states did approve it through the states and court decisions.
Mm-hmm.
24 of the states decided it through the proper political process, passing laws. 11 states voted yes on gay marriage, 13 voted no. But that still means that the courts usurped the right of millions of American citizens to decide for themselves an issue as long-standing and as deep-seated as traditional marriage. That is not how it's supposed to work.
Exactly. Well, in California, we keep citing this. There was a ballot measure about the definition of marriage, one man, one woman. 8 million votes in California
right.
said, hey, look, this is the way we define marriage, one man, one woman. And
yep.
One activist judge in San Francisco who happened to be homosexual. Actual says bad decision, and he vacated 8 million votes. And it's almost like nobody said anything. It's like Atlas Shrugged, Bruce. Yep. We got to leave it right there. Bruce Kaufman on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Humana. The annual enrollment period is here, and it's the time of year when people with Medicare can select the health or prescription drug plan best suited for them. With the right information and resources, selecting the right Medicare plan can be made easier. Jeffrey Fernandez, Vice President, Western Segment for the Medicare Advantage Plans at Humana.
It's important to have all the right information when choosing the right health plan. Besides costs, make sure to keep in mind doctor and hospital networks, the list of medications Medicare prescription drug plans cover, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you select the best plan for you or your loved ones.
Humana is committed to helping people achieve their best health. For more, visit humana.com/Medicare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO, PPO, and PFFS organization and standalone prescription drug plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on plan renewal.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On this Friday morning, the number of packages containing explosives mailed to high-profile Democrats and other critics of President Trump in recent days remains at 10. Investigators say their investigation is continuing to focus on a mail facility in South Florida. Hundreds of U.S. troops are soon to head to the U.S.-Mexican border, according to Department of Homeland Security Chief Kirsten Nielsen. She says those troops will guard against the entry of a slow-moving migrant caravan that's currently traveling north through Mexico.
We do not have any intention right now to shoot at people. They will be apprehended, however.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. The first nor'easter of the season will be hitting the northeast coast today. Energy and moisture from what had been Hurricane Willa to bring heavy rains and strong winds to that region. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. We take it seriously and appreciate you dropping in to get caught up on things, especially when we're talking with Jordan Goodman, America's money answers man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Mr. Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Well, the markets are running, but some might say in the wrong direction. What's going on?
Well, they have been. They peaked at the end of September, early October, and it's been pretty much down ever since. I think there's several reasons for that. Mm-hmm. Clearly, rising interest rates. The Federal Reserve is clearly going to raise rates again in December. They've already done it three times this year. Mm-hmm. And it looks like they want to raise them at least three, maybe even four times next year, no matter what the market is telling them. The stock market's gotten weak on that. Housing's been hurt by it. But the Fed says they want to get their rates back to what they call normal levels, no matter what the impact is on the market. And I think that's definitely one of the things taking an impact here.
Well, they didn't have that kind of sense when Barack Obama was president.
Correct. They didn't feel at the time that the economy was strong enough to withstand rising interest rates. Now they feel it's strong enough to do that. And they've raised it eight times since they started this process in December 2015, and there's a lot more to come. And so people are saying, and including President Trump, is saying, you're raising rates too much, too fast, Right. And it's going to cause economic problems and slow down the economy. And it's, I mean, in the housing market, we've definitely had a slowdown in home sales. Some of the markets that really got overheated, like Seattle and San Francisco, have definitely cooled off. The 30-year fixed rate mortgage is over 5% now, Bill. So that means on the margin, some people are saying I don't want to go ahead with that.
Yeah. So what can we do? What can we do? I mean, because the Fed is the Fed. It's on its own. It does whatever it wants.
And, well, that's right.
So what recourse do we have? It's not like we can, put a sanction on the Fed, can we?
No. In fact, it's the opposite. When President Trump criticizes them, they want to feel independent. They're going to go the other way. They're going to be even more aggressive to show that they're not caving into him to some extent. I mean, as investors, what you've got to do is to put your money where it doesn't have volatility, but you're getting a decent yield. You know, the Fed is raising rates and the banks are raising what they're paying, what they're charging on loans, but they're not raising what they're paying on deposits for the most part. I mean, I've mentioned before, you know, with your people, a good alternative are these secured real estate funds, because that's a way of getting an 8% yield, but the price of it doesn't go up or down. It's not volatile. It stays at $10 a share, no matter what the markets are doing, basically, and you get an 8% current yield with monthly checks, if you like, or reinvest it. There's a website for that, securedrealestatefunds.com.
Yeah, we like that.
So there's an alternative instead of keeping your money in the bank, pretty much earning zero.
I don't mean to get political, but it seems like everything's political these days. You know, what the Fed is doing, as I said, you know, compared to what they did with President Obama, and, you know, for them now, I mean, it's like they're not even taking any kind of consideration. I know that Trump was, you know, going, hey, ouch. I mean, you're working against us here.
Exactly.
We're trying to get this economy going. Let's remember whose team we're on, and let's
They don't look like they're on his team. That's not the way they
think.
Well,
I guess that's my point. That's what kind of makes this political, because instead of seeing, okay, what works for the greater good, I mean, you'll get your money. I mean, the fact of the matter is you still got to figure out how to, you know, reconcile what $4 or $5 trillion of printed money you did under the Obama.
Right, and they've been trying to reduce that. Their balance sheet went up to about $4.5 trillion. That's correct.
Right.
And as these treasury notes come due, instead of the rolling them over, they're maturing them. And so that's shrinking their balance sheet slowly. I mean, it went up very fast, but it's going down slowly.
Right.
But yeah, they see that as their priority. And they see the priority is getting the interest rates up to levels so that when the recession hits, they've got a place to go down, basically. But they're creating the economic slowdown that's going to cause problems in the future. And I think it could be mid-2019. I'm not saying recession, but certainly slower economic growth. Not going to have 4% economic growth with interest rates going up this much. And so President Trump is right. It's just normally you don't say those kind of things to the Federal Reserve, you know, as explicitly as he's been doing.
Well, that's okay. That's why we love President Trump, because he's exposing all this to help us understand, you know, the cause and effect relationship that and exposes people in terms of like what we're talking about. Hey, are we on the same team here or not? And
they're not. Even though he appointed them, they're not, basically. And it's the same thing with China. I mean, he's saying things to China that nobody's ever said before. We've got tariffs on them now. The way things look like they're going, Bill, is they're going to raise the tariffs to 25% on January 1st on everything coming in from China. Right now it's $250 billion and 10% tariffs. But he's talking about raising that dramatically, and in reverse, the Chinese are going to have tariffs on everything coming into China from the U.S. as well. And unless either side blinks, which doesn't look likely right now, I think that's the long-term situation. We're going to have tariffs on both sides. That also slows economic growth, but the two largest economies are battling with each other in such a trade war.
Well, supposedly China is saying, hey, look, come on, let's come to the table, let's talk. And Donald Trump is saying it's not time yet. You haven't got enough fight out of you.
So he's inflicting a lot of pain.
Yeah.
The Chinese stock market, you think our market's down. Theirs is down 25-30% so far this year. They officially say that their growth rate is 6.5%. I don't believe it. I think it's much, much lower than that.
Well, they're their own Fed. They can make up their own numbers, right?
So. Well, to some extent they do. That's right.
Exactly.
They make it look better than it really is. But meanwhile, there's reality underneath all that.
Right.
And I think they're really getting hurt. Something like 70% of their economy is export-oriented. 8% of ours is export-oriented. So we get a lot hurt, a lot less than these. And companies are moving from China to Vietnam and Indonesia and Bangladesh and other places. to avoid these tariffs. So, I mean, it is really hurting China. The question is it enough pain for them to blink and say, okay, you know, we're going to lower our tariffs. We're going to stop stealing your technology. That's a big step for them to make. I hope they make it. But so far, they haven't moved that direction.
They haven't even quite admitted that they're stealing technology.
Exactly.
They feel like they're entitled or some way that, you know, under some international perceived law that they've made up in their own mind.
And intellectual property, the same thing. So you're right. In order for them to change it, they've got to agree it's a problem, which right now they don't even agree on that. Yes.
See, they don't think, Jordan, that you're smart enough to have intellectual property, so you don't deserve to have it. So
I see.
They do. That's their thinking, I think.
But they just steal these things. I'm agreeing completely with the problem. I'm just saying that by putting tariffs on them, maybe in the long run it'll work, and I hope it does, but so far it hasn't. The result from higher tariffs on our part has been higher tariffs back on us and slowing economic growth and upsetting the supply chain. It's hard for people to know where to get products from, and are they going to pay the tariffs? Are they going to pass the tariffs on to consumers? It's just causing a lot of disruption in the economy.
Well, see, I see it this way. It's needed pain we need to go through, and the reason that we're dealing with it so much is because it's just been kicked down the road.
Right.
And Donald Trump's the kind of guy who goes, hey, what's this can that's been kicked down the road? Oh, I'll pick it up. Let's do it. And,
exactly.
You know, so he's going head on with it. And, you know, the good news is whoever is president after Donald Trump, there's going to be a lot less cans to pick up, whereas, you know, before Trump, the varying presidents on both sides, Republican and Democrat, you know, they got all these cans down the road. They're like IEDs getting
exactly.
on the economy. I mean, you know, give me a break here. Hey, now let me clear up something else for me. You know,
sure.
Saying the other problem is the strength of the dollar, that suddenly the strength of the dollar is a problem. How is that play?
Well, because the dollar has been rising against other currencies because our interest rates are going up. It makes our dollar more attractive. People earn a higher yield here than Europe or Japan or other kind of places as well. So for our exporters, our goods get more expensive when the dollar goes up, and it means we lose market share to others with cheaper currencies. And in the emerging markets, they have a huge billions and billions in debt denominated in U.S. dollars. So if you have to pay it back in dollars and your currency has fallen sharply, the Turkish lira is down like 50% this year.
Yes. Wow.
If you have to repay loans in dollars and you're in Turkey, it's very, very painful. And the same is true in Argentina and Brazil and Indonesia and South Africa and all kinds of places. So that's another implication. The higher dollar makes it harder and puts more pressure on emerging markets to pay these things back or default. I think some of them are going to get close to default. Argentina being an example. Venezuela's already basically given up.
Well, now you understand why it's an hour and a half Jordan Goodman on with us when we do. He's America's money answers man. He has all the facts, and he pursues the truth like us, no matter where it leads. And it's, you know, it's always great to hear from you, Jordan.
Well, I'm always glad to get emails from you. I get them all the time.
Where can I go?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Got lots of resources to help them with all their financial questions, and I'm glad to answer their emails.
Well, time to say goodbye. Thanks as always. Take care. We'll see you.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
From Graceworks Pictures comes Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife, Heather.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock and because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family, under God. Indivisible, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. More information is available at indivisiblemovie.com.
This is Dan Perkins for Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. You served your country, you made a difference, but your country needs you to fight one more time. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Next month may be one of the most important midterm elections in our lifetime. You, along with all Americans, are going to be asked if you want America to go forward or backwards. Encourage your fellow vets and friends to vote. The country you save may be your own. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
This report is brought to you by Delta Faucet. Who doesn't want to update their home to reflect the latest styles? Whether tackling a complete home renovation or simply refreshing a special space, designing with the senses in mind can leave a lasting impression.
interior designer Bobby Burke shares his trade secrets on what makes for a well-designed home.
In today's tech-driven world, it's important to design with the senses in mind. The home should be an oasis where we can unwind and engage our senses in the best possible way. Incorporate a contrast of textures like smooth, hard surfaces with soft woven elements to simulate your sense of touch. Smell can also enhance an environment. I use essential oils as aromatherapy to deliver soothing scents throughout my home. And finally, sound, which can be as simple as wind chimes to promote a serene space.
For more design inspiration, visit DeltaFaucet.com/designbeyond and follow Delta Faucet on Instagram.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Great to have you along with us for the ride here as we, right here at the intersection of faith and politics, reconciling our world and our responsibility as men and women of faith, that we are to be agents of change and transformation, aligning with God, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost to, embrace those divine appointments and embrace the words that the Holy Spirit deposits into us that we're to share with others to enlarge them and to make their days, huh? Can we talk Halloween for just a moment here? We got Danny Werta with us. Danny, of course, a good friend of the show's with Focus on the Family. He is the vice president of parenting because we need vice presidents of parenting. I tell you, Danny, that's why.
That's hilarious, Bill.
Hey.
Yes, thanks for having me on the show, Bill. Appreciate it.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about Halloween. But before we get into some of this stuff, I mean, what did you make? And I was curious to get your read on this, is that you got some cities in the country, you know, banning 13-year-olds from trick-or-treating on Halloween. I mean, all this stuff is just, it's like, well, you know, maybe we're better off just doing trunk-or-treat, huh?
Trunk-or-treat, that's right. Sometimes just simplifying Halloween would be really nice. Back maybe two decades ago, we didn't have some of the deviance issues that go along with Halloween and a lot of rules around that. It was just a time for fun for many families. And it certainly with media, social media, movies, some of the darkness around Halloween with horror movies has taken it to a different level. But we don't have to go there as Christians. We can go our own direction with the opportunity to pretend and imagine.
Yeah, exactly. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it's when it's gone overboard, as you say, and we're reflecting, you know, the music that's put out into the culture, movies, the sexualization of our young people. I mean, you know, some of these things, Danny, and I'm sure when you see some of these kids walking around and even going to school and the way they're dressed up, and you think, oh my God, you know, what is going on here?
Yes. You know, I have a 13-year-old daughter and a 15-year-old son, as many of you know, and my son has had a lot of his friends binge watching horror movies, and not close friends, but just friends at school, people who knows that around this time they're saying, "Hey, we're going to go watch this horror movie as a group. Do you want to come?" Or we're going to watch hours and hours of horror movies, and then some of the music that comes out with that group. It does create some great conversations with your teens about what it means to have your mind and renewing your mind, and what it means around the time of Halloween when it interacts with your mind. What does that mean? And it's a great conversation with my son about guarding your heart and your mind. And the horror movies are made to scare, and I think there's a lot of demonic stuff with it, really.
Well, and that's the thing, and why, you know, Christians have been especially protective over this and not wanting their kids to participate. You know, churches have responded, as I mentioned, with events, you know, fall festivals, trunk or treat, you know, where there's candy giveouts and, you know, that kind of deal. And so the kids can have it, and you know, and the costumes that we see at churches are not what we're seeing on the streets of our cities, because some of those are really, you know, just bizarre. And I'm like you, Danny. I'm all for, you know, imagination. I'm all for the creativity. In fact, we used to have a dear friend of ours. I mean, she was gifted. It was like God designed her for Halloween. She would come up and she would construct, I mean, her kids always won, you know, the best costumes in school and stuff like that. She was just so creative on how she'd put these costumes together. And I remember with Beauty and the Beast when, you know, that was a hit movie. I mean, she dressed up these kids and you think, oh my gosh, they came off a Hollywood backlot. You know, it was just terrific, you know.
There's some great costumes out there. I think a lot of churches have become very creative and have created some wonderful opportunities for kids to express their imagination about the Bible, dressing up as a Bible character, getting to talk about who that character is and why they dressed up as that character. And some youth groups will do like an escape room or a mystery thing where they go together and have a time of fun and enjoyment together and some snacks. And, you know, we're creative. We don't have to go out and dress up as zombies and all kinds of things to have a good time on Halloween. You can the superheroes and talking about that. For me and my family, I've used this opportunity to talk about our new identity in Christ, that we have the opportunity where in Colossians 3, Paul says we are, as Christians, we're given a new identity, putting on the new self. And in reality, if we look at where kids are at today, there's a lot of pretending that goes on throughout the year just to get love. Mm-hmm. And imagine if in Halloween you talked about what does it mean to be an authentic, real person, and talking about that identity that we have in Christ and living that out the rest of the time. And Halloween is the only day that we pretend to be someone else instead of the entire year.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I think what you bring up here, Danny, is that Christians have kind of, in a sense, got caught off balance here with Halloween, because it kind of morphed into a, you know, something that was so confrontive and in contrast to our Christian faith. And it just seems like it's gotten worse. And so Christians have kind of fallen back on their heels, as opposed to saying, okay, how can we take back this holiday and, you know, bring the family fun back into Halloween?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Philippians 4:8 is a good place to go. I'm thinking about things that are true and what our mind can do, but in the creativity of our mind. And talking about that scripture alone, Philippians 4:8, is a great way to look at Halloween. What are some true things about it? One true thing is we can be creative. God has created us to have an imagination. We can have fun. We can play together as a family. That part is very healthy. So let's do it that way. We don't have to participate in those, the, the other things that are very dark about Halloween. And I think it shows a contrast of good and evil. Halloween certainly brings exactly. that out in a very clear way. And I think this is great preparation for the Thanksgiving season and Christmas season when we begin our time as a family with fun and imagination. Take this time to maybe it's the beginning of some movie weekends throughout the time all the way up to Christmas as a family and picking those out. Maybe it's a time of celebrating superhero times and what superpowers God has given us through prayer and through the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just bringing some games out. And every year around this time, you bring a game out and you play that same game around Halloween. You can still create some great traditions around this, and it doesn't have to be dark.
Well, Danny, you know what you said here, and I hope people caught this, is that this is a perfect time to engage the kids, you know, and get them involved in the conversation. You don't have to have the answers. Just talk to them and just say, hey, you know, what does it mean to you? You know, what do you think about Halloween? And get there. You know, and you'd be surprised the answers they come up with. And in fact, one of my buddies, he asked his kids, he goes, look, just for a moment, pretend you're me, you're dad, and you have children. How would you want to celebrate, you know, Halloween? What would you tell? And I mean, it was amazing, the answer. I mean, the kids get it. They're really sharp. And you sit there, you go, gosh, here I am. I was so worried about how to approach and what to say to them and stuff like that. And they actually brought more to the table than I had, you know?
You know, the other day as a family, we were sitting around and I do this with some of the families I counsel, and that's pretending to be someone else in the family. So everyone takes on someone else's role.
Right.
And then you take on an issue, like pretend that you're late somewhere or something like that. And then you pretend to be that person. It gave each of us a lot of insight into how we handle stress, how we handle conversations. And we had a great laugh. That's another thing you can do. And as parents, hey, dress up, have fun with this. Pretend to be someone and then explain, this is why I'd love to pretend to be this person. I know that with our family, we've had some themes together as a family. It shows that unity. We've had fun with it. I wore a wig. I have a shaved head, and my kids have completely enjoyed seeing me with a big head of hair. And so we can have fun. Let's laugh at each other and really enjoy tonight. Be creative as a family. Or actually this weekend, I'm sure there's a lot of church parties and different things going on. And let's bring some goodness, some light to where there's darkness, and Halloween brings plenty of darkness. Let's bring some light to it and show that as Christians, we can still have fun. We can still imagine. We can still be creative and helping our kids see that living out the Christian faith is about living out an identity that God has given us. To live out and finding that out as a family, and along the way, seeing that we do love to pretend to be other people because we see a lot of good things in each other. That's part of being the body of Christ.
Right. And what you say, Danny, is so important, and that is that we're prepared. Sometimes we just react to the holiday. And as Christians, we should be prepared in and out of season. So here's the opportunity of saying, okay, the world is already moving in this direction. It's kind of like a little bit of, I call it attacking the culture in a sense of martial arts and jujitsu, you know, that if it's moving in that direction, how do you get in front of that parade and influence it for good? Right.
Yeah, and if parents want to hear more, want to read more about what we have to offer at Focus on the Family, please come to focusonthefamily.com/parenting or visit us on Plugged In if your children are asking to watch a movie so that you can make a good decision on that.
Hey, Danny, if they've got some ideas they want to share with you, how can they be in touch with you? We got about 5 seconds.
Yeah, have them call us. 1-800-8-FAMILY. Would love to hear from everyone.
Danny Werda, Vice President of Parenting at Focus on the Family. Thank you, Danny.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans.
take so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.